The Rambam has a commentary. Hai man de mehavi chassida. Someone to be a chassid. It's mekayim really the brachas. The ritual in brachas lamei says that the first thing a person should learn is hachas brachas. Because hachas brachas is something which is negeya all the time. The table going through a sugya is very relevant from the bullet time. The sugya is shini makim. Now, the concept of shini makim is that if somebody makes a bracha in one place, switches to a different place, he loses his bracha. A bracha only works where you made the actual bracha, and if you go from where you are to a different place, so if you have no more shaykhs to the original place, you can lose your bracha. So if I have to give a couple examples. Let's say you take a drink over here, you make a shahakol, and your cell phone rings, so you leave the share to fix them on the phone. Since you walked out of the room, you left the room, you went outside, so that's going to be considered a shitty market. You left the place where you were, and you can lose your bracha, and if you want to continue drinking either outside, or even if you come back inside, that's going to be considered a shitty market, and you lost your bracha, being that you have no more shaykhs to the original place. You left the original place, you're going to have to make a new bracha. You take a drink, and then your wife asks you to take out the garbage. So you go outside the house, you bring out the garbage. Being that you left the place where you were, so you lost your bracha, and when you come back, or if you go outside, you're going to have to make a new bracha. So really there are two separate chalakim to the sugya, which I have to discuss. One is which foods have the halacha of the shini makim. That if you go from place to place, you're going to have to make a new bracha. The difference between hamoitzi, mezainis, shakal. And the second thing of the magdar is what is considered shini makim. If you go from in your house, you go from the middle of eating, you go to the bathroom, you come back. You left the room and you leave the house. Or you go out to your porch. Or you're in the yeshiva dining room and you go up to the base medrash. So let's discuss what level, what point are we going to consider something shini makim, how far do you have to move in order to be a shini makim. So let's first start with which foods have the halacha of shini makim. So everyone agrees anything which is a shahakal, adama, the eighth, which is not from the zayiminim over there, if you go from place to place, it's going to be considered a shini makim. Just like I said before, if you're in your house, you go outside, if you have a shahakal, adama, and the eighth, that's a shini makim. And you're going to have to make a new bracha, either outside or when you come back, you're going to have to make a new bracha. Hamoitzi, if you're milva suda, if you wash in milva suda, over there everyone agrees that if you leave and you want to continue somewhere else, or if you leave and you come back, over there it's not going to be considered shini makim. What's the reason why? There's something which the halacha is that you have to come back to your place in order to bench. If you wash something, and you leave. So the Gemara in Brachos Neitzarek says that you really have to come back to bench some kind of life. And if somebody leaves, you have to come back. So being technically, you really have to come back to this place to bench. So if you left the place, it's not called you don't have any more shaykhs to the original place. Because I washed over here, then I went outside. For a couple minutes. Being that I'm required to come back to my house in order to bench, so it's not called now I don't have any more shaykhs to the original place. So I'm required to come back to it. So over there, by Almighty, everyone agrees that there is no concept of shini makim. And if I washed in one place and I had a gezayis of bread, which I now would have to bench in this place, even though I went outside, but being that I have to come back, so by Almighty, there is no din of shini makim that has been you to make a new bracha. Shahakal, but the halacha of a shimmer, if you're eating together with somebody, the halacha of that command is not going to get. It's only eating together, they're waiting for you, that's really not going to get.
Why are those
related?
Which
two things?
Because
the Vardashim Yimakim is the chat is that the brach is chal in this place, and I have no more shaykhs to this place anymore, I left the place, I have no more shaykhs to it, so then my brach is gone. So if I have somebody tell me that I have to come back to here, even though I'm outside, we don't see myself as not having any more shaykhs to his makim anymore. I think that I have to come back to bench over here, so we still see a shaykhs to his makim. But if I don't have to come back, like a shakal, a adama, or an ace, which is not the zayiminim, there I definitely don't have to come back. So once I leave this place, so kilo is minutak anymore. The bracha doesn't anymore continue. I don't have to come back anymore. So even though I do come back, I have to make a bracha, or if I'm outside, I have to make a bracha.
And that shaykhs helps even if I continue eating in another place?
Yeah, being that the bracha still continues, the bracha is still around, since I have to come back, so the bracha still exists. And since the brother still exists, therefore it keeps on going. If he had on the yoke, not so in the gear, but it's decided to throw the lamps on.
Why doesn't the brother limit the
place? What do you say?
Why
doesn't have the brother that back door, the brother town, and just a mock and just whatever? We left for now. But Kapanen, so Hamaitzi, the luck is that if you leave and you come back, it's not a problem. Adama Shaklan Ace is a problem. Menzainis, you know, you take a piece of cake and. And Zayiminim, over there is Mechayiv Rishayim. Is that something which Mechayiv brought from the ground? You have a Danish over here, and then you left. You went out. So there is Mechayiv Rishayim. Are you Mechayiv to come back to make Alam Lichya back in the place where you had your Mezainis? Same thing by wine, same thing, wine Zayiminim. Over there also is Mechayiv that if you leave the place, are you Mechayiv to come back? So therefore comes Alach Lamaisis. It is a Mechayiv. So, in terms of Avadach Achila, if you had a Mezainis, you want to go somewhere else, you shouldn't do that, because you're getting yourself into a Shaila Safed Brachas. It's not clear now if I go out, and if I want to continue eating somewhere else, am I allowed to continue or not? It's not clear, because it's not clear whether I have to come back or not. And also, when I come back, it's also not clear. Therefore, the Bais can say, Avadach Achila, one should not change his mocking by Zayiminim, and by Mezainis, you should not change your mocking. If you did change your makom, you're eating a piece of cake and you got a phone call and you ran outside, so and you came back over there, or you went to eat over there, it's in Safed Brachas HaHakel, and you're not gonna make another bracha. Purim, people who are on Purim, right? People go around collecting, or you go around people's houses. So you go to somebody's house to give you a drink of wine. And then you go to the next house to give you another drink of wine. The question is, you have to keep on making new brachas or not? So if we're going to say Zayin Minim, the luck is that Shani Makim will have new bracha, will come out their walk. Every time you go to somebody's house, you're going to have to make a new bracha. If we're going to say that by Zayin Minim, there is no Machayev, that there's no din of Shani Makim, will come out there, you won't have to make a bracha. So the place to say in that type of situation where you're behechrit, you have to go from place to place, over there, every single time you should make a bracha achrayna in order to. You should make a bracha achrayna, and then we go to the next place and make another bracha achrayna.
Are you walking there? Walking?
No, we're not talking about you walking.
No, you go to someone's house. You know you're going to leave in 2 minutes.
You're going to write that. No, so you're going to write that. Right? So you sit down a couple minutes to take a drink, right? So you, right now, you're kibbutz over there. You're not allowed to get past this yet. It's real. You're kibbutz, you sit here. What? What you say? If you're not kaveh, that works, and if not. If it's a matter of bechal, you're not kaveh, just there for a second. A lot of times, you go to my house, it's 20 minutes, you're a couple.
No, there's 7 minutes, but I'm not in mind.
No, it doesn't work. If you're there, then that's a kaveh. It's the chavs a kaveh, and that won't work.
That's
important
to know, that you know that you're going to sit down for the next 2 hours, you can't be kaveh, and have
it on
whatever,
it's
finished or
rest up. No, not really. The thing called the drachma, so we got the end of the share, but no, that's not.
My brother, I don't know the guy's going to give me water in the next class.
Oh, okay. I mean, okay. I mean, you have that to continue drinking wherever you're going, and you know you're going around from the house. Okay, that's the Messiah. But if I want to come to the house over again, Hamoitzi Lach is Shini Makan. You're not gonna no Lach by Hamoitzi, Zainis, and by wine is Machlekes. Therefore, one should not leave. If you left and you came back, or you left and you continue, some of Rachel Hakla, you're not gonna the bracha. And again, with like a drink or a fruit or a damo. Shackle all those, if you're Mashana mocking, you're going to have to make another bracha. You're going to have to make another bracha, according to everybody.
You have to go back to the same
place. Right. And Mamela, this is the next step of that. The what? No, you bench in the second place. Well, there we'll come back at the end. That was a lot of exact
difference.
Yeah? Yeah, Mazaina Shackle, and you left. So on Mezainis, we're going to say Safed Brachas HaHakel, you're not going to make a bracha, but the Shackle might see what happens in that bracha.
If you make a bracha,
no, so the Yisoid is over in, that's a good question, the Yisoid in Hilchos Brachas that if you're doing something on Safed, when I say Safed, I'm going to say Safed, not just Nervin Safed, it's real Safed. So over there, we're not going to consider Brachas and Yisoid. So being over here, a lot of Rishonim hold that when you go to the next place, you have to make another bracha. So therefore, you thank you for Brachas and Yisoid, and therefore it's not Brachas and Yisoid. What? Each one all the time, so hopefully we'll get that. Fine. So that's really which foods have the halacha of Shini Makom. Now I want to explain where Shini Makom applies, what's considered Shini Makom. Now from now on, when we're saying Shini Makom, well, from now on we're talking about something which is HaKol, Adam and Eid. those scenarios where you have to make another bracha, to which, what's considered a shini makom. So everyone agrees, if you're in a house, you leave the house, that's considered a shini makom. You left the roof, you left the house, you go outside, it's considered a shini makom. That's why I said that before. You take out the garbage, go out the daven or something like that, that's considered a shini makom, and by shahakal, dhamma, and eight, you're going to have to make another bracha. That's for sure. Fine, so let's go to the opposite extreme. Let's say you're in one room. Is there ever shini makom in one room? Basically, dining room is very, very big. You start up in one place, and then you get up to get a drink, come back, somebody takes a seat, and you go to the other side of the dining room. You can't even see where you are. Is that considered shini makom? And this rubbing down that if you're in one room, even if you can't see the clouds of where you originally made the bracha, it's a humongous room. You're ready to get by chasna, you end up on the other side, or you meet a friend, you want to go shmiz with him. In one room, there is no shini makom. And if you're in one room, it's never considered shini makom, and therefore it's okay. What about going from cheder to cheder, room to room? You're in the dining room, you want to go up to the base medrash. You're in your house, sometimes starting in the kitchen, and then a kid cries, you go out to take care of the kid, or you go to the bathroom, or you get a phone call. So if you go from room to room, is that considered a shini makom or not? So you can find a class that's moving on the exams, probably showing you. Cheder l'cheder, go from one room to another room, is that considered a shini makom? So Mishra said, l'chachila you should not go from room to room. If you went from room to room, being that machlokes rishonim, so therefore stop brachas lahakol, and you would not make a bracha. So what does that mean? If you made a shahakol, you took a coffee in the dining room, you made a shahakol, and then you decided to go upstairs to the medrash. So if you didn't have das, so Mishra was saying lechachili shouldn't do it. If you already left, so stop brachas lahakol, and you wouldn't make another bracha.
How does that mix
two there was.
Our day is
that this
is the same room.
It's definitely much more common. Now, there's one very important exception to this. Mishmur says we have das, if it's in one house, cheder l'cheder, das works. So, if I started drinking coffee, I made a bracha downstairs, and I had das to finish it up, I'll drink half a cup now, and I'll drink another half, and I'll say it when I get tired. So, if you have das, Mishmur says das works. Same thing if I'm at home, I'm eating. And I have das, like a meal, I'm going to have to, whatever, go take care of a kid, wherever it is. If you have das, then there's the chachila, and it's okay to go from room to room. So the Sheva Levi says that something which a person always does, that's considered like das. Something which you ruggle to do, that's also considered like das. So therefore, if you're the type of person, you know that when you sit down to supper, you know that you don't sit straight too long. You're going to go to a different room. Why? Kids are crying or whatever happens. If you're ruggled to go from place to place, then it's a chachila and it's like that and no problem going from room to room. Give another example in Yeshiva, in Beis Yeshaya. So they have the drinks outside of the main dining room. So really, what's happening over there, you're going mecheder lecheder. You're going from the main dining room out the hallway where they have the drinks. Really, that's cheder lecheder. So according to Mr. Brewer, technically, if you didn't have das, it would be l'chachila. But if you ruggle to do it every single day, or you ruggle to do it, very common for you to go out to the next room to get a drink in Melisuda, so then it'll be considered l'chachila, and therefore it's okay.
They put the metal things outside.
The what? We'll get to that soon, right?
They put the metal things sometimes outside.
No, that's the problem. If you're outside, that's not going to work. Once you're out of the house, it's not going to work. It's only
work in a hotel, no matter how large it is. If it's one building,
you have das, it could be the size of a basic site, a nice big place, right?
It's a farm building.
What do you say?
It's a farm building.
From where to where? We'll get that in a second. Meanwhile, we're talking about cheder l'cheder. Right now, we're talking about room to room. It's all owned by one person. It's all one place. That we're saying, l'chachil, m'shur shetachil, don't do it, but yet it's okay. But if you ruggle to do it, like most people's wives, right? So they start eating. They know they have to run around to take care of the kids. So it's like they have das, and they're not going to have to make a bracha every single time they switch from the room. It's not going to be even l'chachil. It's l'chachil, they won't have to make another bracha. Fine. What about from your house to the porch? Is that considered like cheder l'cheder, like room to room? Or do you say, if we say like from your house to outside? House to outside, we're saying everyone agrees, like Shaka Dama Eitz, it's Shin Makim, Meknu Bracha. The Shaila, the place to discuss is what about from your house to your porch? And the porch is the porch, which is an uncovered porch. Is that like Cheder L'Cheder, or is that considered like from your house to outside? So the place to say, Lamaisa, the right place to say that your porch would be done like Cheder L'Cheder. Going from your house to your porch, that's like Cheder L'Cheder. And Nachum, if you had Das, it's the Chachila. Or if you're Ruggle to go, it's not the Chachila. If you didn't have Das, then you're not Ruggle to go. So over there, if you didn't have Das, you're not Ruggle to go. So then the Chachila don't do it. If you had Lamaisa, you would not make a problem.
Your porch is different than your lawn, in your garden?
Yes, because that's still fenced in, is still part of your house.
It's fenced in your facility, in your house.
Yes, then Tasha Zadi, okay. According to most of the
people. Fence.
I don't know how Mahamukah fit it. What about from your house to your Cheder Madrigot? That's a big Hamashah also. From your house, you want to go outside the hallway. Your kid runs out, you want to chase after him, you want to catch him. So, how do we consider that? Is that considered like Cheder L'Cheder, or is that considered like outside? So that's Machlokes and the Ashram Shem Zalman. Do we say the Pshat is that since you left your Rishus, now you're in a place which is not owned by you, it's owned by the whole building, therefore it's like. It's like going outside, and therefore you have to make another bracha. And Rishon Zalman held that being that you still own it, as long as you went from your house to the place of Meshutta, Rishon Zalman held that would not be considered Shini Machlokes. So the person say, right, you shouldn't go from your house to your Keter Madrei Goat, you shouldn't go to the staff, you shouldn't go there. There's a shaila in the place where there is Shini Machlokes. But yeah, but if you went, so over there we're not going to mechayel you to make another bracha, so bracha l'hakol, and therefore you're not going to make another bracha. Hotel room from where to where? Hotel room to the lobby, it'd be the same thing. It was from your own thing, everyone else's thing. Over there also,
it's
be
all right. By one person. It's all by one person.
Yeah, but you're like rented it now. You're like a seicher. You're like a seicher.
So if you went into somebody else's apartment, that's for sure be Shinei Makim.
Went to somebody else's apartment, that'd be Shinei Makim. If you went to your apartment, that's somebody else's apartment, be Shinei Makim. In the dorm room in Yeshiva, I think that's all, it's like Cheder L'Cheder. It's all owned by Yeshiva Smir. That's like Cheder L'Cheder, and therefore it won't be.
Once you go to somebody else's apartment,
then you make a bracha. Then you make a bracha, Cheder L'Cheder would be a machlokes, therefore, better not to get enough. Now the whole halacha Shinei Makim is only if you convey in a place. I was hooked over here, I start over here, and now I go on Mishana Makim. If somebody would never convey in a place, for example, you go to the one of the shops, one buy stuff a coffee. And on your way out, you take a sip. You start drinking, and then you walk outside. So with there, something called Halkei Drachim. If you never convey in a certain place, the bracha was never found in this place, then the bracha goes until you're conveyed somewhere. Somebody's outside, right? Somebody's, you have a bottle of water, you're outside, it's a hot day, and you're like, sipping it as you're going along. As you're traveling. So Halkei Drachim over there, there's no concept of Shinei Makim. Being that the bracha was never chal in certain place, you never hooked in that place. So over there, the bracha goes, the bracha keeps on going, the bracha keeps on going.
Until you go into a new place?
That what?
So I'm outside. And
if you're outside, so you never convey it somewhere.
But then I can go into a building, I need a new bracha.
No. Only if I sit down over there and convey it, then I'm hooked over here, then if I'm understand it. So therefore, somebody's just...
Dorm in
a
hotel?
The what? The difference is that when you're in a hotel, so you really, you're like a slicker on the room, so we look at that room as your room, so you're going outside, it's going to shut up. In yeshiva, you're not really a slicker. Yeshiva keeps total sleep in the element, and you just have to stay there. Like a hospital. A hospital would be no difference. Your hospital room, you go to the wall, no difference. That is no difference. That's considered all but that. So you have to be sleeping there. Yeshiva, a car is like a drop. No, it's nothing to come on. So you're in a place where you're not hooked for. You're not set in a place. You know what I'm doing? If I'm here and I switch. If I'm never with Kabul in one place, I'm traveling. I just, I'm in the coffee shop, I'm just taking a drink. I'm always says the truth. I could be at home and I'm on my way out. I'm not really hooked over here. I'm on my way out. That also gets to the halfway drop, right? It's a minute before the tender, 30 seconds before the tender, and you just want to start eating something. So you start munching on something. And you're on your way out. Your mom's on your way out. You're not hooked over here. That also could be a din halfway drop. Now, the concentration of walking is only if I'm somewhere and I change it to somewhere else. But if I was never convey anywhere else, therefore that's not considered Shinei Makim. Therefore, the example I gave before, you buy a drink or you buy something to eat in one of these shops and you're on your way back to the Beis Medrash. So even though you made the bracha in one of the shops, but being you never convey yourself there, you never convey yourself over there, so you have a different halachic bracha and you're not being equipped to make a new bracha.
Oh, halachic bracha can apply to any food?
Halachic bracha is all food, yeah. You could be sitting at a picnic table. You could make a picnic.
Run outside and then put them up on the carousel.
What do you say?
We need to run outside, walking out, and then put them up on the carousel.
No, once you convey a mock and then that, then tell you, how could you drop them? Because you have no kvias. Once you convey somewhere, you made a brock outside, you sat down and picked a table.
You didn't drink during your kvias.
What do you say?
If you were convey a mock, so you didn't drink. You started drinking on your way, you stopped for a couple of minutes without drinking,
and then continued. No, the kvias has to be answered.
Yes, on that food?
Yeah, the kvias has to be answered.
What about zero?
What?
Zero.
Yeah, what?
We have thrown
that
over the table. I mean, I got like a dorm store.
But you have it in your room too.
But you have your room, yeah.
No, all beer is all one. Everyone's all one set up equally. I invite the rug all young. It'll be like Kato the Kato with rug on that. Or ruggle. If you ruggle to move around when you eat, then. But I think there's a lot of stuff, so we're running out of time. The lot of stuff I said before in terms of when you have to go back to your original place to make a bracha. Somebody washes at home and then the tender comes and he runs out to yeshiva. The question is he, you know, what does he do now? Or I've got to shayla many times, I have a night kailo. A lot of times, like people remember on night kailo, oh my goodness, I got the bench. So the shayla is, do they have to go back to their house? So mechaber passes, like one of the ways mishmur comes out is that if somebody left amazed, then the lock is, you have to go back. Nothing to talk about. If you left the shayig, you forgot, by mistake, over there it's machlekes, and the Shavur says that lechachila wants to go back. Mashenkein, if it's a shatat chak, the lesson is nochem nunig lemaisa to go back, and loisu shatat chak, shatat chak, you could be mekel to be sitting at the bench in the place where you are. Now, lechachila, even by shayig, you should go back. It's okay, you can be mekel and you could bench in the place where you are. Therefore, for example, the guy is a nice seder and he knows that he goes home, right, to follow the chitz of akrilit, and he goes home, he's going to get stuck. So, go shatat chak and you just bench in the place where you are, and shatat chak and you bench in the place where you are. You went away to yeshiva 20 minutes to get home, it's a big trip to get home. The rest is shatat chak. You did not for shaykh, so you can be mekel to bench in the place where you are. Now, there's a better eitzah, and the chaver says, that was which we say that if you left your place, you have to go back to the original place and bench, that's only if you don't have any more bread. If you have more bread, you eat in the second makom, so over there, if you eat in the second makom, then you can bench in the second makom. So really, the best eitzah always is if you have bread in the second place, if you left for shayig, right? Or you left a maize, whatever it is. So instead of having too much, you have to go back. If you have bread in the second place, that's mosach achila, and like that, you eat all the shittas, so it's better to eat bread. How much bread do you have to eat? So this is very negative. It's a very common thing people make. Classic cases, people, they're going to Shabbat brachas. So they're washing their house, and they go for dessert by the Shabbat brachas. And people bench over there. Mr. Bruce says, if you do that, you're switching places. So number one, to do that, lachachir, you have to have das, right? You're going to Shabbat brachas, you have to have das and you wash, so you're planning on going to a different place, and you want to finish over there. Number one, you have to have das. But in order to bench on the place, the Shavuot says you have to have bread. Having cake or dessert is not enough. It's a very common mistake people make. I think a lot of people just have cake and they bench over there. The Shavuot says it's no good. It's not tomato. What? No, even with the other, you cannot bench.
Just say you'll have bench shaking amazing.
That's right, shaking. No, I'm saying you're going, you have to ask to go to another place, right? You're washing over here, you're going to Shavuot somewhere else, right? So it does not help having Passover kissing over there. Having dessert does not help. You have to eat some amount of bread over there in order to bench. A lot of times, Shal Shudas, in the Gaya, people go to Shal Shudas, they go to Shal Shudas, whatever, to Shmuz, or whatever it is. You only can bench in the second place if you have bread. If you don't have any bread over there, you cannot bench in the second place. How much bread do you have to have? So Mr. Bruce needs to say that even if you have a mashu, it's enough. You don't have to have a kazayas of bread. Even if you take a little bit, that's enough in order to bench in the second place. If you're shaking, in the second place, coming after bench again, if you must see that. In case you're shaking, you can have to wash again. You must see that. Over there, you're going to have to wash it. Just make a quick hazard. Basically, now the halacha shini makim is, if you shouldn't mishana makim, the halacha is, you have to make a bracha. Shini makim only applies to something like shakal, adamah. hate when it's done with hamaytzi. The body doesn't apply in zaynus, and zayin minim over there is machlekas. Actually, you shouldn't change your place. You have to be bracha. What's considered a shini makim? So shini makim, definitely if you go outside a house, it's considered a shini makim. One room definitely is not shini makim. Cheder lecheder, one room to another room, it's machlekas. Which means that you should not go because you have it. You do not have to make another bracha. But room to room, if you have das, or you ruggle to go, so over there, then that would be a chachila. If you ruggle, room to room, be okay. From your house to your porch, you're not considered a shini makim. From your house to Yechidah Metrika, it's machlekas, therefore a person shouldn't get involved in it. The Gemara says, Masha Shalom Nim called Kim Liyurasai. That the Pasuk says, what does the Kosh Baruch want from us is Kim Liyurasai. The person should have Yerushimai. So the Gemara Dashim Menachah is how to create Ma Ela Meah. That Ma with Dashim means Meah Brachas. And in the Pasuk Yerushimai, with Dashim from over there, the concept of the person who creates Meah 100 Brachas every day. So the Velt asks that why in the Pasuk of Yerushalayim does it say the concept of Meir Bras? Why is it the remez? Why is it the remez in the parasha of Yerushalayim? What's the shaykhus between Yerushalayim and Meir Bras? Mashkeh, Simon say over that if you want to have a foolproof guide to get Yerushalayim, is if you make brachas, 100 brachas properly a day, you definitely have Yerushalayim. The person is explaining when he makes a bracha. Bracha to Hashem, it's going to be a chon yapu v'ayah, because we'll create everything. What if you hate? What if you have dhamma? You can't share what he's saying. You think about what he's saying. You can stay there throughout the day 100 times. Yeah, you can see the reminder that Kosh Baruch is a mashkiach, Kosh Baruch runs the world. And that's a foolproof way to get Yerushalayim. A shach is to tell people, maybe he's hated from Chazak something, or you don't have a type of type or something. Shach always tell people, you should bench from a siddur. Eventually, sit there, helps person have more kavana. And about the ikkar thing of a bracha is that person has kavana way bracha, and he's explaining what he says. It reminds me of the chaznish, that the chaznish, when he was old, the chaznish was very sick throughout his life. He once, he just took a drink, he didn't make a bracha. So they asked him, like, how can I make a bracha? He said that he doesn't have koyach, have kavana in the bracha. But he's anus. He could think of a bracha about a kavana. He's pashal anus, and he can't make a bracha. I heard from Mukha Schwab, Mashkech, from Beshraga. So, every patient calls for Shabbos, they have a little shy, they have to get two suttas in. So, some people should take a little bit of a break, half hour break, and have the two suttas. So, Mukha said that he wasn't able to do that. He said the benching should take out so much chukas from him that he couldn't bench twice, like within an hour. He's to wipe him out, have counting and benching, the Pasha should wipe him out. Mashkech, Mashkech, the Chizuk, and Brachas, and Shalila, the Yoshima.